start by getting your latest team news?
Well, basically, squad 2 was available against Everton is available. And for the rest, decisions will be made. Who will come in or not? I will make my decision tomorrow. But overall, everybody is available. Everybody who played on Tuesday night is available as well. The only players who are not completely back are, of course, Mustafi and Welbeck.
Callum Chambers
is back in training after full training on Monday, and Ospina has a chance to be available against Belgrade. He will not be available for Saturday.
Just on Swansea, they've only conceded one goal away from home in the Premier League this season. How much did Tuesday's game against an organised side such as Norwich help you prepare?
Look, Norwich played very well defensively, and we struggled to create clear-cut chances, and that will certainly be the target for us. We created good chances against Everton by playing at a high pace, so the focus will be to put a high pace into the game and try to create chances and be positive again. We should have a little boost in confidence with the number of goals we scored at Everton, but we need to be on our highly focused. This is an important game for us.
It's another chance to see Lacazette and Alexis up front as well.
They can create chances, they can score goals, but I believe as well that front you depend a lot on the quality of the build-up at the back, and at home the speed of our passing will be absolutely important to create chances.
Arsene, just come out of the AGM. There's a lot of anger in the ring towards the end. There were boos, there were slow hand claps. How much is it concerning to see that animosity between the hardcore supporters and the board and the chairman in particular?
Look, you want everybody to support the club. I believe it's difficult for me to come out on that. I think all of us have the same target, is to make Arsenal successful. And that's basically what I have to say.
But the fans really wanted to hear from Stan Kroenke. They said it before, they wrote an open letter as well. Can you understand why they want to hear from him? And was it dismissive of Sir Chips to say that if they want to hear from him, they can read about it in the papers?
No, it was not meant to be dismissive at all. It's just that the chairman represents the board and answers the question. That's the rule that is set before the meeting starts.
Was that the best way to represent the board, do you feel? Like?
Look, everybody has his judgment. I am concerned about the pre-match press conference for Swansea, not so much to assess the quality of the AGM.
Just on that, then, you spoke in the AGM about your hunger being greater than ever, but you also spoke about the concentration of wealth. Does that make it more difficult, in spite of your hunger, to achieve what you want to achieve?
Yes, it makes it more difficult. Because we all agree on that, and I think that's not only in football, it's generally in the society, it's a concern for everybody. Today you have the four biggest companies that dominate the world economy, you know, so it is a concentration of the strength of the power, financial power, in football and in general in the society, and that's what concerns people in general as well in the society.
You spoke also about the importance of bringing in young players, given the opportunity. We saw, of course, Edwin Nketiah this week. Can we expect to see him involved then this weekend? And will he continue to get a chance now he's shown himself at that level?
He will continue to get the chance. At the moment, I believe as well, the biggest problem of the Premier League, if you look at the results at the youth level now, under 17 again with England, you know, you see the under 20 world champion, the under 21 are doing well. It's the first time since I'm in England, and it's a long time that you have a consistent level of results in the youth teams. You know, that means the quality is there, and the next step is to integrate them in the Premier League. And you're right, we are confronted as managers today. Our position, the positions in general of the managers, has become weaker than 20 years ago. But to integrate the young players, you need to be strong. That is a problem that England will have to sort out in the coming years. Give a chance to his young quality players. And honestly, I believe that is a final step of the development of a young player, but as well the most difficult.
Can you see him playing a significant role this season?
If he continues to develop. It is two things. You cannot as well think because a guy scored two goals that he is straight away ready to play in the Premier League, but as well he has to continue to develop, and if he scores two goals, there is some quality there that you have to take care of.
So on the other end of the scale, one of your former players, Ian Wright, suggested that Theo Walcott should move on. He's only played 46 minutes in the Premier League this season, hasn't been starting. Is that 28 years old? Should he be thinking that...
No, I do not want to move on. His time in the Premier League will come. All these guys, you look at the number of minutes they played since the start of the season, there's quite a big number of minutes they played. But I've gone into a rotation policy because we play Thursday, Sunday most of the time. And at the moment, he has got less minutes in the Premier League than in other competitions.
The performance at Everton last week was your best for possibly the whole season, but for a while. Is that what you need to now achieve every game to challenge?
Yeah, we have no room for missing games anymore because we have had some bad results away from home. But I believe I always said that we are capable to win away games, but we need as well to keep at home. Our record is impeccable, you know, and we need to keep that. And we know what from Everton game that we can win away from home. That was very important.
Those and Sanchez both scored as well. Does that back up your faith that from the beginning of the season they will be able to?
Look, I don't. What people questioned is their commitment to the team and the club. I didn't, and what happens on Sunday reinforces my belief even more. And what you want from them is to show that week in, week out.
On the youth, integrating them into the Premier League, you've always done that, but do you think that there should be some sort of quota introduced by the Premier League?
I'm against the quota because I've seen that in my career many times and it never worked. Why? Because people get around it, you know. I remember in some countries they had forced to start with 3 under-21 players. And after 5 minutes, they took them off straight away, you know. So that makes it ridiculous. I believe you have to earn your right to play, and the managers have to be strong enough to play them when they deserve to play.
Rob, Arsene, just a couple more about the AGM. Were you genuinely shocked by the level of dissent that you heard?
I have nothing to add to that now, because I believe you get enough substance to talk about that, and I want more to focus on that. On Saturday's game.
Is Mesut Ozil, do you think, back to his best?
He is in a very good shape at the moment, physically, yes, and he's focused, motivated, so I would say yes.
Do you think that the physical side of it was, in a way, the biggest reason why he wasn't necessarily producing his best form?
Yeah, he had a knee problem, and that was not a massive problem, but... you never know how much it affects the guys, you know. We are all different in front of that.
How pleased are you to see Claude Puel back in the Premier League? Do you think Leicester have made a good appointment?
Yeah, they made a good appointment. And Claude Puel is competent, he's a worker, he's highly focused. And I'm sure that he will develop Leicester.
James, ask just to clarify one thing you said at the AGM. Well, I think it was, I'll sit down every year with my board to see where I go from there. Does that mean there's a review at the end of the season about your position?
That means I'm 21 years at the club and I want to feel that I do well and see what the board thinks of my performance, and after that we decide where we go from. But of course my desire has always been to respect my contracts, but that's what I meant, you know.
So that will happen at the end of the season.
I said what I said, and I stand to that. You know, it is.
Okay, just on the football side, Everton, Sanchez, Ozil, and Lacazette. It was the first time they played together. Is that, do you think, the way forward for the Premier League team now?
Look, they're very efficient at Everton. They have to be efficient again on Saturday. There's no definite solution. We are in a job where competition counts, and if it works, they have to make it work to keep their position.
Has it been frustrating for you at all that you haven't been able to put them together until now?
You want to always have everybody available in the best possible shape, and of course, when you miss people, it is frustrating.
Thank you very much.
You finished?
I just didn't need
to. Thank you.
We just do the needs outside.